This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Turkey has begun a long-planned military operation in northeastern Syria to take out Kurdish forces branded by Ankara as terrorists but viewed by much of the West as key partners in the fight against Islamic State. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda has more.
Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan says his military is creating a safe zone clear of the Kurds, a place for refugees who flood Syria to resettle in. Also, a buffer between Turkey and Kurdish fighters they consider terrorists. The Kurds are decrying the decision for U.S. troops to leave the area as a stab in the back after years spearheading Washington's efforts in Syria. And the SDF is now making overtures toward Moscow and the Syrian government in Damascus as the U.S. withdraws, a new chapter in the complicated tangle of alliances in this 8-year conflict.
Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Both Democratic and Republican lawmakers in the United States have strongly criticized the U.S. pullout that paved the way for the Turkish operation. In an interview with Fox and Friends, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the United States should have stayed in northeastern Syria instead of putting the Syrian Kurds in danger.
It would be hard to protect America without allies over there. And the Kurds have been good allies. And when Turkey goes into Syria, they're not going in to fight ISIS. They're going in to kill the Kurds because in their eyes, they're more of a threat to Turkey than ISIS.
European Union Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker told lawmakers the EU may stop helping Turkey if attacks against Kurdish Syrian areas go on. President Donald Trump said in a statement Wednesday, quote, "I made it clear that I did not want to fight these endless, senseless wars, especially those that don't benefit the United States." For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.